This is Christmas time, a time of thinking about what Christmas means and what Christmas is. Christ is born in me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Christ is born in me. How often we would love to have Christ to be born in us. How often we'd love to feel that this noble spirit exists and can be born in us. Yes, how often we feel that. Well, that's where our error begins and ends. For Christ is not a body, it is not a consciousness, it is a spirit. And as a spirit, it exists universally. Just as God exists universally, so the Christ consciousness is existing universally. Now, what is the Christ consciousness? What does the Christ consciousness mean to you, and what does it mean to me? Well, the Christ consciousness means our awareness of our relationship to our divine self. Now, we can readily recognize that mankind is a human being, and we can readily recognize that mankind has the possibility of being a spiritual being, that mankind has the possibility of existing in the allness and in the nowness and so forth. Now, we have that awareness, we have that ability to realize that. However, do we really know what that just means? If I were to say to you, you are the son of your father, you are the daughter of your father, and your father is the mayor of the town, and your father is a wealthy man, and your father is a healthy man, your father is a wise man, your father has dignity, your father has charm, your father has all of the things that are seemingly quite lovely to have. Now, that's nice, huh? Isn't that great? Oh boy, that's really great. Now, what about you? You're the child of that wonderful being. Therefore, you should have all those things too. Do you? Now, if you do, you're marvelous. If you don't, you're normal. Now, if you don't, it's only because of one thing. A little boy who is born and who says to himself, I like me, and whose parents say to him, I like you, you're wonderful, you are a fantastic child, you are a glorious child. The child grows up in the awareness that it is a fantastic, glorious child. It grows up in the awareness that it is, so to speak, divine. And it is super divine. It is wonderfully divine. And as the child grows up in this consciousness, it lives in this way, and it reveals from within itself that original purity and integrity, that grandness, that goodness that it is, and it shines that forth into the world. Now, we like to say that we're a child of God. Well, if we are a child of God, we are one day destined to be God. Because if we are a child of our Father, we are one day destined to be our Father. One day we are destined to fulfill all the things that our Father is. As we grow older and as we mature, we express outwardly whatever it is that we believe about ourselves. Now, if we believe that we are our Father's child, and that we are not heir to all that is, but we are all that is, we have the ability within us to do anything our Father can do. We have the ability to do anything that the creative cause of the universe can do. We have the ability to do all of these wonderful things. Now, do we believe it? And unfortunately, we don't believe it because we cannot see how we could bring it to pass. Our Father may be this, but Surely we are not that. Look at us. Look at us. We're just little children. That's right. Look at us. We're teenagers. That's right. Look at us. We're naughty children. That's right. Look at us. We're good children. Oh, that's right. Look at us. We're loving children. Oh, how nice. Look at us. We're unconditional love. Just like our dad. Wow. Hey, cool. Little by little, as we begin to express and to live in harmony with who we are indeed that which we are. Now, can we say that for ourselves? Can we say, Christ is born in me? Well, that's very nice to say, but it's better and more truthful to say, Christ is me. Not that Christ is born in me, but Christ is me. That seems a rather bold statement to make, but it's true. Because just as we say Jesus the Christ was the Son of God, and Jesus the Christ let go of the Jesus the man, and he lived as the Christ, he lived as God. And Jesus the Christ, the man, was God. He revealed that in his outer, in his inner, in his total beingness. He revealed that in every possible way. He lived that Christ consciousness. First, he became aware that he was this divine being. And then he lived as though he was, because he was. Now, you and I, as long as we think that we are not the Christ consciousness, then we are not. But when we begin to believe that we are the Christ consciousness, then truly we are the Christ consciousness. We live in this Christ consciousness, we live in this allness, we live in this beingness, and we are it. There are many beautiful people on the face of the earth. In fact, we could say billions. Billions upon billions. Well, there's only 6 billion people here. No, you haven't begun to count. You haven't begun to count. That's a guesstimate. There are people upon people upon people here. There are bodies within bodies within bodies. There are expressions of the allness that we have never begun to even realize. For life does not end. Life and matter can neither be created nor destroyed. They exist eternally. And so all life that has ever been or ever will be exists now here in this universe. And you say, wow, that would be an awful lot of people, trillions and zillions and quintillions, and how many can we even count up into the ultimate numbers? Yes, that's true. They all exist in the now because now is the only time there is, and here is the only space there is. Now, these are scientific conclusions, and they're no more true, they're no more false than any other conclusion we might make, for everything we conclude is based upon a conviction within our heart, and that conviction with our heart and within our heart is true. Now, today we can begin to express ourselves as the Christ consciousness. We can begin to express ourselves as this special beingness, because truly that's who we are. Truly that's who our eternity is. That's who our reality is. That's who our immortality is. And as we live in that awareness, as we live in that feeling, in that consciousness, beautiful things happen to us. And when we're ready for these beautiful things, wow, do they come forth in force, en masse, and we are so happy and so fulfilled. Be the Christ, for you are now. Live as though you were the child of your father, the child of your mother, the child of your family, the child of your universe. And as you mature from this child into the man being that you are, the God being that you are, you'll find that all that the child was, the man is, and all that the child's parents are, the man is. And why not begin to claim it, name it, experience it right now? For only as we name it and claim it and accept it into our life is it a reality. And we can claim it and name it and accept it in our life right now, because that's who we are. We have an annual day every year, and we call it the birthday of Jesus the Christ. Now, whether Christ was born on that birthday or not makes no difference. The day is a symbol. It's a symbol of the Christ consciousness being born once again into the lives of humanity, into the lives of the divinity, which dwells within each one of us. And as everyone celebrates the Christmas holiday, some say, well, I'm not Christ conscious, and I'm not a Christian, and I'm not following that particular. No, but what they're following is a belief that within them is a greatness, is the allness, is the infinity of the universe. And this day that is chosen as a special day of remembrance, a day of recalling that we are indeed the divine consciousness. Now that might be even a more significant term to use. The divine consciousness rather than the Christ consciousness. Where the Christ consciousness labels it to one thought system, the divine consciousness illumines it to all existence. So let's say this is Christmas Day, this is Divine Day. And of course, we could call every day the Divine Day, for truly it is. And we could call our parents divine, for truly they are. And we are the child of a divine parent, and we are that divine parent, incarnated over and over and over again. Out of the original concept, the original thought. And so this divine day we label as a reminder of who and what we are. And we go forth today knowing that we are divine. We are immortal. We are eternal. And we are unconditional love. So enjoy it, and know it, and it is you forevermore. I love you eternally.